WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Puerto Rican alto saxophonist and MacArthur Fellow Miguel Zanon has recorded 10 albums of his own with various ensembles, including the acclaimed Identities Are Changeable, which explored what it means to be Puerto Rican in the greater American context. The core of Zanon's larger groups is typically his long-running quartet, whose new album is called Típico. Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Miguel Zanon with Hans Glavishnik on bass. There are a lot of sides to Zanon's music that only begin with the complex insider-outsider status of the Puerto Rican jazz musician. He can write fiendishly intricate music, but he can also evoke old folkloric melodies as if such tunes poured out of his horn. Miguel Zanon's song for his young daughter, Sangre de mi Sangre, Blood of My Blood. Zanon gets a warm, alluring sound on alto saxophone, where he brings those two sides of his personality together. He plays intricate music that sounds like it comes from the heart. Zanon has a rhapsodic, lyrical, Stan Getze side that jazz can always use more of. Album Típico is for Miguel Zanon's quartet, a band he's led about 15 years with only one personnel change. This time out, he wrote each sideman a piece based on the way that man plays within the band. Zanon would take one of his players' pet licks or an extract from one of his solos and build a composition around it. His tune for pianist Luis Perdomo incorporates a fast passage he'd improvised one night. It's not always easy learning to play something you'd improvised. John Coltrane once looked at a transcript of one of his solos and said, "I can't play that." Zanon plays that solo line along with the piano, which is only fair, but he also had to make the end product sound like a real composition. Miguel Zanon builds pieces around the way his musicians play, for the same reason Duke Ellington did, to make his band sound more like itself. That encourages the players to step up with their own ideas and ways of dealing with the material. On the title track of Típico, Henry Cole's drum solo sneaks out of the ensemble instead of announcing itself as a drum solo. For a band leader, it's a luxury to have a stable lineup to work with and write for. Since Miguel Zenon's music has a lot of different aspects, he needs players with quirky skill sets similar to his own. If you're a leader and you can find such people, and you like them and the way they play, and they make you sound better, you want to hold on to that.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and Tone Audio and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Típico, the new album by the Miguel Zenon Quartet.